this portion of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. And today, listen, I don't think y'all are ready. You are not even ready. You know on this show, it's all about the pure truth. So that means if there's an invited guest, aside from the Holy Spirit, come on, y'all. Y'all know that this is something that God laid on my heart, just showed me, just introduced me to. I was scrolling through Instagram like we normally do, and I stumbled across an absolute gem. I stumbled across evidence of who Christ is in this earth. And so I just felt it necessary to introduce you to my sister, my friend, Kasia. But before we get started, yeah, y'all get ready. Y'all, you don't even have a clue what's about to happen. So she's the daughter of a king, and she's going to introduce you. She's going to tell you about her, and this is about to be amazing. Y'all going to need more information, so you're going to have to go like, follow, and all of that. But she is the definition of the good news, because she has some good news that has taken place in her life. She is a testimony, and you know we go by Revelations 12 and 11. But before we get started, we're going to lift up a quick prayer. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time. We invite you in on this call, on this radio show, on this Zoom, on this Anchor, wherever people are listening, Lord, we invite you in. This is your area. Take over. Have your way. You are Lord. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you that deliverance is going to take place. Healing is going to take place. And today people will know that they can be set free. And no matter where they are, that you can turn things around for them. So I thank you for this wonderful testimony. And I thank you for the chains that are about to be broken, that the blind will see and the deaf will hear. Even people that judge things will now see through your light, because you've sent one that carries your light and your grace and your glory. So thank you, Father, for this Gloria carrier. We bless you, and we bless this message, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is amazing. God is amazing.
Sis, okay, so let's just start from the beginning. Now, we're on this Zoom. I'm a radio host and an author, right? So tell me a little bit, but my past, I used to be bad. I used to be not good. I used to use my mouth and say negative things. And God has changed that. So now I'm preaching and I'm sharing and I'm testifying my story. But this today is not about me. This is about another story. This is about your story. And could you please just, I want you to start from the beginning, because when you tell them, I don't know if I could tell. Okay, y'all. Can I say it? She was once locked up. Right, she was once shackled. Take the shackles off my feet. She was once, y'all know, Akon's one, locked up, they won't let me out. My sister right here, she was locked up before. She was in jail. Like, yes. You was with a sentence? Yes. Like, yeah, she was going to jail. She faced the judge. Like, she was in jail. And now she is a lawyer? Like, wait a minute. Like,
God, that's only God.
Okay, so you went from being locked up, they won't let you out. So now, okay, so I'm gonna be quiet now, and I'm gonna let you explain what that process looks like. And I just have a few questions for you, but you can please introduce yourself and tell people where they can even go right now to follow you, to seek out your story. So if you could share your Instagram now at the beginning, so they could be looking you up even right now while they're listening to you, so they could see the proof of the true and living God. So I'm zipping it. You, it's all you, sis.
Okay, so my name is Kasia Early. I am a criminal defense attorney, but most importantly, I am a Proverbs 31 woman, okay? And so I have Instagram, Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y, law firm. That is my business Instagram. I also have a personal page where I share inspirational messages, and that's Kaysia, my first name, K-A-Y-S-I-A, last name Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y, and that's also on Instagram. And for those of you who have social media on Facebook, you can go to Early Law Firm. Just make sure you put that extra E in Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y. Or if all else fails, just Google my first and last name. I'm all over the internet. And you might have a find a little treat. If you Google my name and you go under, I think it's videos, you'll see a liturgical dancing. So I've been dancing for almost a little over 15 years now, dancing for the Lord, serving the Lord, and serving my clients. So as my sister alluded to, Miss Lady Ty, I was formerly incarcerated. So I'm going to get into how I was incarcerated and how I had a supernatural encounter with the Lord himself during my solitary confinement. So I was born in the inner city of, I was born in Bronx, but raised in the inner city of Miami, Florida. So my mom, she had 8 children by my dad, and then he decided to just roll out. Like, she didn't have kids from here, there, and everywhere. She was dedicated to this man, and he just left. And when he left, he never looked back. So he left my mother to care for 8 children on her own, and we were just so poor. I lived in a drug-infested neighborhood. There was teenage pregnancy running rampant. There was no bright future, so to speak. But we know that we serve a God that will bring a rose out of the concrete, okay? Right. So he can make the impossible possible. So fast forward, I was the first person in my entire family to go to college. And during my senior year of college, I was working at a shoe store. And I was giving away my discounts. I was discounting shoes. And I thought that the worst thing that could ever happen to me was I get fired, no big deal. But I guess the Lord had another plan for me. And what the devil meant for evil, God made it work for my good. Okay. So I was not only fired, but I was arrested. I was charged with felony embezzlement because I basically stole financial funds. And not in the form of money, but in the form of discounts that I was entrusted to as an employee. That's how they justified it.
Were you a believer at this time? Or had you been going to church even though times were rough? Would you consider yourself raised with the word or not raised with the word? Where were you at personally?
That's a great question. So when my dad left my mother, she, at that point, we were raised in a church. And growing up, she told us she had nothing else to hold on to but the word of the Lord. Wow. So I was raised in the church from the age 8 and above. Now, when my dad was with us, we weren't believers. He is Jamaican, so he was Rastafarian. And that's another good thing. God took him out of my life because he knew that my father possibly would have infiltrated this false doctrine and this false teaching. So when I went to college, though, that's when I turned my back on the Lord. And when I say I turned, it wasn't like a quick turn, God leave me alone. It was, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. And once you're too busy in the world, you'll get sucked into the point where you're not putting the word inside of you. So I was in college and I was working 3 jobs. And those 3 jobs didn't allow me to go to church. I stopped going to church. I stopped serving the Lord. And I started going to clubs versus going to church. So to answer your question, I turned my back on God. I wasn't saved when I was working at the store. I knew of God, but I didn't have a relationship, for those who don't understand the definition of saved, because it's one thing to say you're holy. It's another thing to live a holy life. So I wasn't living holy. And that's the turning point in my life, because when the judge sentenced me to jail, I wasn't expecting that. So first of all, I wasn't expecting to be arrested, but I could accept being booked. But I was in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm a first-time offender. They're going to give me probation. I'm good.
Right.
But when he said, when he told me I was going to jail, that kind of took the wind out of my chest. I'm like, now hold on now.
Like jail. Can you reconsider?
Jail.
Where's my warning? I'm too cute in the streets.
Tell me about that. So I remember he sentenced me the day I was supposed to walk across the stage. Oh, well, my sentencing date was my graduation date from college. So I told the judge, Your Honor, I said, if you would just allow me to walk across the stage, I promise I will turn myself in. So he allowed me to walk across the stage.
Stop. And then I had to time out. No, ma'am. Time out. God is going to give you favor even in this situation. Like, I'm just, when you said that, I'm thinking about Samson. When Samson's all tied up, eyes messed up, he like, man, if I could just make, yes! Do you, come on. Crush the enemy even in this moment, God. So, okay, so you got to, you got to not go to jail that day, go get you whatever else you like to eat, right? Because you know you got to eat good before you get locked up. And walk across the stage, the favor of the Lord. Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead.
So to question about not living holy, there's no way I was living holy because another thing was I was pregnant. I was shattered. No way I was holy.
And this wasn't the Isaiah pregnancy, right? Like where the Holy Spirit will come and it wasn't that one. Okay, no. All right. Go ahead.
Wasn't even a Mary pregnancy. This was the sinful pregnancy. The shocking.
Wait. Okay. So, are y'all listening? She's about to graduate from college. She's getting money at the store, right? With the discount. She gets locked. She's getting ready to get locked up. And she's pregnant. So she's about to get locked up, pregnant. No more discounts. Okay. Pregnant. Holy hood. This is what holy hood. Come on.
Come on. So now, I didn't tell the judge I was pregnant. This is a little twist to it. Because I wasn't showing. I was just mad. Like, I was mad. It was none of his business that I was pregnant. He put me in jail anyway. So I get to jail, and they put me in general population. And I accepted that. Because I was like, okay, I got people to talk to. We share a commissary. I'm good. So I make a call to my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband of 15 years.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Come on, David and Bathsheba started off in sin, but now they in it for the win. You better tell somebody twice. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And David, too.
This is so good. Okay, go ahead. Well, okay, wait. So are y'all following? Okay, yes, the daddy had daddy issues. The daddy left. Now we catching all the way up. Was going to church after the daddy left. Daddy had something else going on. So God had another plan because God is the overall dad. She gets to pop it on her own, going to school, all of these amazing things. She makes it out that hardship. She's lit. She figures out how to get a little bit more lit by doing these discounts. That can't hurt nobody. Well, they was feeling some type of... They about to lock your girl up. We about to not see her no more. She asked for favor from the judge. She gets that favor. She keeps some information to herself that might have put her in a different cell, in a different place. This is why you have to pay attention to the details. Sometimes we say a thing or don't say a thing, and that puts us where we are on our path. So even now, she's in a cell. She's locked up. She walked across the stage. She got a degree, and she's sharing commissary, honey buns, all that, ramen noodles, Jack Mac, I don't know what y'all had. But yeah, so now this is where we are. So just see the whole entire picture. She's in the cell, she's pregnant, and this is where we are. Okay, go ahead.
Bam. So who told me to call my baby daddy at the time? And mind you, I know they record calls, but it never clicked to me. So I'm talking to my boyfriend at the time, and I'm telling him, yeah, this food is nasty, and it's not enough to feed my unborn baby. Next thing I know, next day, they're knocking on my cell. Miss Early, we're transferring you into solitary confinement. I said, solitary who? Right. Because you're pregnant. So they took me out of general population, put me into solitary confinement because they said that it was for the protection of my unborn child. But let me tell you what God said. He said that I have to pull you away from people. I have to put you in a moment of silence to bring you back to me. So now, first of all, I was mad that I was in jail. Now, and I'm, for lack of a better word, I'm pissed off that y'all done took me out of general population, not even knowing that some of them girls were scheming against me anyway, and I didn't even know that part. So but God was protecting.
Yes.
Okay? So when you're in jail, your breakfast is between 5 and 5:30 in the morning. They ring, they buzz your door, and you have 15 seconds to get to your door. If you do not answer your door, then you have to wait until the breakfast circulates at the end, so your breakfast is going to be cold. So your body is trained to answer the door. You following me?
Yes.
So this particular morning, I hear my buzzer, and I got up as usual to get to my door. But when I got up this morning, my legs were weak. So as I'm falling over, mind you, I'm about 4 months pregnant. As I'm falling over, in a split second, I had a decision. Either I'm going to fall on my belly and I'm going to kill my baby, or I'm going to fall on my knees and my knees are going to hurt because this is concrete. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So as I'm falling over, I decided to fall on my knees, and I'm crawling. Now I'm mad that my knees are hurting, and I'm crawling to my door to get the buzzer before it stops.
You got
to
get this hot breakfast, and we know you hungry.
Hello. Hello. Okay. So this is the point where the Spirit of the Lord visited me in my cell. I think your listeners missed it, so I'm going to repeat it.
Yes.
I fell on my knees. The Spirit of the Lord caused my knees to go weak because that is where he wanted me. So when I was on my knees, it's like I had this encounter with the Lord. Now, remember I told you I was already saved growing up. I was baptized growing up. I turned away from God during college, and I was mad at God when I got to jail because I felt like if he's the God of the universe, he should have gave me probation.
Right.
So God showed me a crossroads. I'll never forget. I was going down this path because I was mad at God, and I was just living a life of filled with destruction. But then he showed me the other path. He said, if you follow me, I will not only allow you to become an attorney, you will be the best attorney. So I said, okay,
hey,
God.
Burp, burp, burp. I need sound effects. Stop. Stop. We in jail. We on our knees. First of all, when you said you fell to your knees, I felt my knees scraping when you crawled into the door. And I see this like a movie. So I'm like, wait, I need the officer to wait. Are you yelling out to them, wait a minute? Or like, is this encounter happening where you just on your way crawling to the door? You thinking about the
food,
and God is coming in as the food. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just revealed something to me that I never revealed. You just revealed that God came as the food, the bread of life. We ain't talking about that regular bread and butter. We talking about the bread of life that will sustain you. That was my food.
Deliver us this day our daily bread. He delivered you. The deliverance is the children's bread. So he said, I'm going to come in. You was hungry. You was thirsty. You was ready. You was on your knees. Now you was in position to receive him.
Yeah.
He was at the lowest point because I'm sure you was very ticked off. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then now you in jail and you settle with that little mad, big mad, but you got bigger mad when they put you in solitary confinement. You're like, now I can't share snacks. Now where's these people?
Right.
Like, what's going on? And so at the maddest, at the lowest, at the, I would just say crushed. I don't know, but this is your story, but it's just so amazing just how I like see you. Because if the floor was hard when you hit it and it's still concrete and you're crawling, have any of y'all fell and skid your knee? Like, listen to what she said. She's going across the floor so she won't miss the hot breakfast. She's in hunger right now. She's like, man, if I miss this, I can't miss this. It's like the woman that touched Jesus' garment. Like, yo, I just got to get right here. But she's crawling for a food.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? She's going in for a food, but God is coming in. Like, listen. Then the other lady by the well, like, come on, I'm going to give you water that you're not even going to have to thirst no more. And that's what God did. I love this. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh, this is good to me.
Okay. So at that point, I forgot about the food, right? I know I ate, but I forgot about it at that moment. And then I started talking to God. I said, okay, God, you are God that cannot lie. I will surrender, I will commit, I will follow you to show or let your truth and your promise manifest in me.
Jesus.
And I guarantee you, from that forward, I found a church. My husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, we got baptized together. And he has another testimony. He was out in the streets and he transformed his life. We got baptized together. We got saved together. And in fact, I want to make it oh so right. I got married 9 months when I was 9 months pregnant, contracting, going down that aisle, knowing that I wanted to make it right with God.
Wow.
So I was released from jail before I gave birth to my son. And praise God. And let me tell you something else. I know this is not a part, but I've got to share this testimony because
this is
what, and I haven't shared, I've told the story so many times, but I always forget to share this part. My judge, who should have been my judge, was sick that day. According to the other people that was in general population, he was given away automatic year sentences, minimum, because he had a son that was dying of cancer, and he would tell the people that came before him, since you don't value your life, I don't value it, boom, a year. So the girl who had the same charge like me, she had to do a year, and God allowed me to get the substitute judge that morning who sentenced me, and he reduced my sentence to 15 weeks. 3 years probation.
Come on, Joseph. So favor all in the prison.
It's favor, and I'm looking at my transition in life, and I said, God, that's why when I tell you I'm a Christian first, and I know we are excited about God, because there's no way that you could really have a relationship with a God who has given his life to you and not be happy. But on a serious note, when I tell you that I am a Christian first and I'm an attorney second, it's because I shouldn't even be here. I shouldn't have ESQ behind my name. Because if you are a felon or convicted of what they call a crime of dishonesty, which is money, it's very hard to be an attorney because they feel that you will be entrusted with other people's money, which I am, and you might do the same thing to them. Right. So I went to law school knowing that I would not be accepted into the bar. I took the bar knowing that there would be a possibility that they would not swear me in. So on the day that I had to go before the board of Florida, it was five people and they grilled me for 3 hours about my arrest to find out if I was rehabilitated.
Right.
And I was leaving out of that room that day. And the way they talked to me, I felt there's no way that they're going to approve me. And even though I was saved, even though I had a relationship with Christ, the flesh didn't believe that they would allow me to be an attorney. And I'm thinking, man, I just went to law school for 3 years for nothing. I took the bar for nothing. Now I can't be a lawyer. On the ride home, the Spirit of the Lord just slapped me. Said, are you serious, woman of God? And then I said, you know what? I rebuke that spirit. I will be an attorney. Father God, go before me. Go back and touch their hearts. Mm-hmm. Allow them to see that I am a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
And 2 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail stating, congratulations, Miss Early. You have been accepted into the Florida bar.
Hallelujah.
So that is where my joy comes from, because I almost let go. I almost go into hell. I almost stayed on that broad path. I almost, but God. So there's nothing that I can say after that.
I'm so excited. I have my hat over here that I make these things prophetic gear, and it just says obey. And so I'm excited, and my little jacket that just says now, because it just says, I mean, this is your time now. This is the time for so many others that were non-believers, that turned their back on God. And even people that's listening to this that may be of another religion or another faith or wherever they are, I want to ask you, when you heard God's voice, when you heard the Spirit of the Lord, was that the first time that you recall ever hearing it when you were in prison, or was that the most profound time?
Oh, that was the first time.
Wow.
And the voice when you hear in the movies.
Yes.
It's not like that.
Okay. Wow.
And it didn't hit me that I wasn't dreaming, because like I told you, once I fell on my knees, I forgot about my food. So it's like you're in a trance.
Yes.
Somewhat. It's not like my daughter. No. And then ever since then, I've heard the Lord's voice many times. Like my husband, he works graveyard shift, for example. And so I'm home with my four kids, and I never forget one night I couldn't sleep. So I just started, you know, listening to the gospel, and the Spirit of the Lord said, get up. And I'm like, I know I can't sleep, God, but my body tired. I don't want to get up. Literally, I'm talking to him like, I don't want to get up. And so he wouldn't let me sleep. An hour go by. He said, now get up, my daughter. So I'm like, okay, God. Now I'm standing in the middle of my living room. I said, okay, what do you want me to do? He said, start praying. So I started praying. And all my kids, they sleep upstairs on the second floor. Then he said, okay. And I'm talking to God like I'm talking to you. I said, okay, now what next, Lord? I've already finished praying. He said, now go upstairs and pray over your kids. Mm. Mind you, I don't go upstairs for nothing. My bedroom downstairs.
Right, you was comfortable.
So that was a big deal for me. So I was obedient. So I get up to the top of the stairs. I said, okay, which room do you want me to go to first? And he led me to my oldest son's room. And so I went to my, and this is the same son that I was pregnant with. Cool. So I went to his room first. This just happened last month. I went to his room first. Lo and behold, my son was up. It's 5:30 in the morning. So I said, and he had school the next day. So I said, what are you doing up? He said, Mom, I couldn't sleep. I said, so when was you going to let me know? He said, I thought you were asleep. I said, I didn't sleep yet neither. I said, you know what? I said, you know, the Spirit of the Lord told me to come up here. I said, how often does mommy come up here? I said, so you know what that means, right? He said, what? I said, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, God is there in the midst. Yes. God led me to you to pray for you.
Yes.
And we just started praying. Then I went in my other children's room. I prayed for them. And I went downstairs. So you know what? God is amazing.
Obedience.
So when I say to you, obedience is better than sacrifice. Because yes. I don't know. Sometimes we think that our kids, no matter what age they are, that they're okay, but the enemy is infiltrating their minds. Even with this schooling from home, my kids don't like this. They want to, you know, so we have to be obedient to the word of God. But how are you going to be obedient if you don't have a relationship with him?
How are you going to hear from him? Right. I couldn't have listen, that's it. Because I couldn't have even did this radio show with you if I didn't reach out, if we didn't connect, if we didn't talk. This is building a connection. And so that's just so vital. And I love that what you said, because there's religion versus relationship. And I thank you for bringing up relationship. And I love how God came to you. I just have a few questions. You are doing something now, which is so amazing. With the trap cards. And so I want to just ask you these questions. So you can tell us about that. With the current injustices that are taking place in the 2020, and this is me being a professional, y'all. So get excited, because I know y'all don't be seeing me like this. I was like, let me get a real good question. But with the current injustices taking place in 2020, as a believer, how do you respond? And when I say that, how do you respond? How do you respond? I see how you respond on your Facebook, and your trap cards are one of the answers. So you can share with us. And the other question is, have you experienced any form of discrimination, whether it was because you were a female, whether it's because you were a convict, or whether it was because...
I'm going to stop you at discrimination. You want to be real, or you want the politically correct answer?
No. That was it. Enough of the professionalism. Back to the hood. Come on, Holy Hood.
Capital Y, capital E, capital S, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Yes, she has experienced discrimination on every level. And I'm not just talking about me looking like this. And honestly, this is who I am. There's a time and place for everything.
Yes.
Now, if I'm in court, you know, you put on my attorney hat. Good morning, Your Honor. Casey here early on behalf of Mr. Such and Such. He's on page 7 of Your Honor's docket. Okay, but when I'm home in my neighborhood and I'm rollerblading with my little short shorts, they call the cops on me because I was swimming in my own pool.
My God.
You know? Because this is a predominantly white neighborhood, and I guess that I didn't belong. So as far as discrimination, I've experienced it inside court. I've experienced it outside of court. When I talk about inside court now, I'm dressed like a lawyer. I have my briefcase, and they still think that I'm a, or they assume that I'm a clerk. I'm a court reporter. They won't assume that this black chick a lawyer. Come on. And why is that? Because it's their preconceived notions of what a lawyer looks like. I'll never forget, somebody even hit me up on a DM and said, oh, you're a real lawyer. I'm like, last time I checked, the blood's still flowing in my veins. What real lawyer mean? But you know what? We have to understand that we don't see a lot of us.
That's right.
And I'm coming from my own blackness, and I'm going to explain what that means. And COVID took me to become black again. If you look at some of my pictures, if you scroll further down, I was Europeanized. I had the straight hair. I didn't really wear my natural hair because I was like, I won't be accepted, or I got to look like a lawyer. COVID did something. And COVID, I mean, I was always growing my dreads, but I always covered it with wigs. But I said, you know what? I'm unapologetically black. So that's why she has her inches with the red in it, okay?
Come on.
And we go on the court with the red.
Yes, come on. Be who you are.
Guess what? You're going to respect me for what's in my head and not what's on it. That's number one. So to answer your question about discrimination, yeah, she's been there, she done that. And guess what? That's your ignorance, not mine. I carry the spirit of the Lord with me. And something about the Lord gives you confidence, and that's all I need. You can keep your preconceived notions to yourself. Now, regarding the current injustices in the United States of America, we all have to do our part. And it's a continuing effort. We cannot be reactionary. We have to be proactive. So we can't wait for another shooting to happen before we start marching and protesting. We got to continue. And when we continue, they're going to know that we're serious. The problem is these racist white supremacists and these racist politicians and officers, they know that we black folks, we get tired very quickly. So it's gonna blow over, and then they're going to do it again. And it's going to blow over, and then they're going to do it again. So what I say to our people is educate yourselves, get into your community. You better vote or you need to shut your mouths. And I'm not talking about no November election. I'm talking about your local elections when you're voting for sheriffs and politicians and commissioners of your city. If they're in the office and they're not doing anything, vote them out. Find out when your local elections are. And to talk about traps, make sure, Lady Ty, that I give you, DM me your address. I want to send you a bunch.
Thank you.
We're doing is have the Traps Initiative, where we're looking for Traps ambassadors from every city and every state, so that you are responsible for getting a bunch of the trap cards and passing it out to any and everyone you know.
And what and is it's trap? Not, what does trap stand for?
Okay, so, and the Spirit of the Lord gave me that too. 2:30 in the morning. So TRAP stands for, those are your basic constitutional rights. It's T-R-A-P-S. So T stands for don't get tricked. An officer will legally lie to you. R stands for be respectful, because we know that some of this happens. I mean, these officers know how to provoke a situation, but you got to be strong and let them disrespect you on the side of the road. Because your goal is to make it home safely and then let your lawyer fight in court. So R stands for be respectful. A stands for you have a right to a free attorney. And that is your Sixth Amendment constitutional right. P stands for never get permission for an officer to search your house, car, belongings. But you can't say just don't search me. You have to say I don't consent to the search. That is your Fourth Amendment right. And last but not least, S stands for silence is golden. Every officer has what's called a Miranda card. And that Miranda card is you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in the court of law, blah, blah, blah. So if officers are strapped with their card, every citizen should be strapped with their trap card. And the reason why it's this big is because you're supposed to put it in your visor. If you get pulled over, you flip it down, you read. But beyond that, it should be up here. My kids know their rights. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to make this real quick. I'm going to tell you how the Spirit of the Lord gave this to me. It was like 2 something in the morning. And my husband, he works graveyard shift, but this particular day he was off, but he couldn't sleep. So he was in the living room. And so I get up and the Lord told me traps. So I wrote down traps, right? I got one eye open and I'm just writing out because I'm sleepy. And then he gave me what traps stood for. So I wrote it down. So my husband looking at me like, babe, what you doing? I was like, shh. I said, hold on. I said, I'll let you know tomorrow. So I wrote it down. I left the paper on the couch, and I went back to sleep. So the next day, I told him. So he remembers that morning that I woke up, and I wrote this down. And since, and this has been 4 years now, so about 4 years, I've passed out almost 30,000 trap cards for free.
Thank you.
And more popular. Just last month, we passed out 5,000.
I'm saying thank you for you pressing through. Thank you for your faith and believing God and going to school. Many of us hear from the Lord, or we, whether we know it or not, and we don't follow through. We don't believe. You press through even with the slight chance of doubt. Like, even if I don't make it, I'm still going to do it. And even in your moment of having doubt, God came back, like how he did with Sarah, right? And when she giggled, like, I'm not having a baby. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? God's like, what you laughing at? Like, you know what I'm saying? You said the Spirit of the Lord slapped you upside your head. That's just so, this is amazing. I look forward to the trap cards. I'm going to get that information and also have it posted on the site so people can have it. And I want to know what's next for you. Do you have a book out? When you were talking about you and your husband, I really saw a husband and wife book, like a testimonial book with the two of you sharing your story. And I mean, I saw the cover, and we can talk more about it offline, but I'm telling you, I saw that. But what is next for you? What do you have coming up? And just tell us.
I'm going to tell you right now. So ever since I was in the fourth grade, I always told my mom I wanted to be the first African-American female president of the United States. So that's why.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. If Trump could do it, I know good and well I could do it. Anyways, so that's why I really wanted to be a lawyer, because most of the presidents were lawyers. So what's next for me when my ultimate goal is to run to be that president. So that's why I said Kamala couldn't do it, because I was supposed to be it.
Let me exclusive. Lady Tyda Gray is interviewing the next African American female lawyer. My homegirl, Holy Hood, is about to be up in the White House, y'all. So okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Look, it's funny because when Hillary was running 4 years ago, you can ask my husband. I told him, I said, well, babe, she ain't going to win. He said, she got to win because we don't want Trump. I said, I know you don't want him. I said, but unfortunately, we're going to. And right. He said, why? I said, didn't I tell you the Lord said I would be the first female, white or black? Okay. So when Kamala was running, right, I said, baby, unfortunately, she's not going to win. He said, how you know? I said, why must I keep reminding you? I said, the Lord said, I will be. So she could be vice president if she want to. Well, make room, Lord. So I don't know. Running for senator in the next 2 years. Love or judge. I've been an attorney for 6 years. Let me move aside real quick. Boop, boop, boop. Look at those awards. Let me zoom in. Excuse me. Yes, she will.
Yes, let us see all of that. All of that greatness. Come on. Plaques, all that.
Yep.
Love it.
Top.
Wow.
Top attorney. 10 best. All the way up. All the way up.
Nothing can stop you. You all the way up.
Yes. Yeah, so, and I was actually pregnant when I graduated from law school with my fourth child.
Wow.
I didn't know how to stop.
That's
that's nothing but the grace of God. You know, I'm looking at my degrees, and it's an accomplishment, and it's a daily reminder that with Christ, let me tell you something.
I'll leave you with this. When God says it, it's done. It may tarry, but it's done. Wow. If he gives it to you, it's done. We just have to be obedient to God's word. And I've had so many challenges and obstacles in my life. I'm generally a happy person, with the exception of me going in court. I'm very serious and stern and zealous advocate for my client. But I'm a generally happy person. But I've had betrayal in my life, from my closest friends to even my family members. And there were times that I would go to God and say, God, what did I do? Because I know your word says if I offend my brother, go to them. But I didn't do anything, God. Can you at least show, if I offended them? And then when I couldn't figure out what I did, I still went and apologized, and they still didn't want anything to do with me. And you know what the Lord revealed to me? He said, baby girl, everyone can't go where I'm about to take you. So when I finally let them go, God has been elevating me. This is the most elevated I have been in my life, okay? So I know there is much more that God has in store for me. And I thank you for this platform. I thank you for this opportunity. And now I'm going to speak life into you, my sister, because God, yes. Because you serve an awesome God. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you, my sister, and I thank you for your good works. Do not ever become weary in well-doing. Keep on pressing forward. Keep on inspiring. But most importantly, keep on spreading God's gospel. Because when I look on social media, I see pornography. I see sexual music being amplified, being glorified. But God's word is not being liked, is not being commented on, and is not being shared. But you keep on posting it because they see it. They see it, and you keep on doing your will. Never feel like it's not being rewarded, because your reward is in heaven. This earth can't give us anything that God hasn't already prepared for us. You keep on working so you can hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Yes. And that's it, baby girl. Yes. Keep it up.
I receive it, and I thank you so much for your time. Again, just shouts out to you. Please tell them where they can follow you on Instagram, especially, and your website, because this is just so important, guys. You must like, you must follow, just because, so you can see what God is doing. I mean, and we just gave you a snippet here. This wasn't even, and we just gave you a little bit here, but I had to be part of introducing somebody who's coming from a professional side of things, who once was on the other fence. This whole conversation is just to remind you all, we are on this Pure Truth Session to speak the truth. So this is true, that just like Saul was once a murderer, and then now he turned apostle and God changed his name to Paul. Like, this is the story, just the way I was, the way she was. We are testifying under Revelations 12 and 11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus and the word of their testimonies. God needs us to testify. Yeah. And for those of you who don't believe, thank you for listening. But we want to share these moments so you too can have a supernatural encounter. So that's what the prayer is. And she's going to give the Instagram, and I'm going to say a brief prayer. And we're going to just thank you for coming on and following. And I'm going to post the trap card. So, okay, go ahead. Since you can give me your Instagram one more time, just in case they didn't get it.
Across all social media platforms at Early Law Firm, E-A-R-L-E-Y Law Firm. Find me, and then you can also Google me, and you can have, it'll have my website, Kaysia, K-A-Y-S-I-A, E-A-R-L-E-Y.
Thank you so much for your obedience. And so here we go. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you for connecting us. Thank you for the crossroads. Thank you, Jesus, for your yes, for you going to the cross so we can see the example of what it's like to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. So we bless your daughter today. And we thank you, Father, for her time. And we speak life and blessings over her and her family, God. And every listener that's listening, God, that they will be drawn closer to you, God, that you would draw them closer, Lord, that they will hear your voice, Lord, that you would be their daily bread, that even in them not seeking you, even in them seeking regular food, just as our sisters share, that they will find you, God. So I thank you that nobody listening to this message under the sound of my voice will ever hunger and thirst, Father, for anything, because you are their shepherd that they shall not want, that you would fill them up, that they will only hunger and thirst for your righteousness, God. So today we just pray a prayer that you get the glory out of everybody's story, Lord, and whatever it is, wherever somebody is, we restore hope into them right now. We speak a restoration, and we speak renewed faith in the name of Jesus. We bless this message, and amen.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to chatting with you again. I'll call you, sis, so we can talk about what's next. And I'm going to inbox you for the trap cards, but this is just amazing. And you guys, you know, this is Holy Hood Pure Truth Session. Y'all just go ahead and tune in next week. You can follow us on Anchor, LadyTideGreat.com. You can follow me on IG. But we talked on here about daddy issues and everything else. And the devil is defeated. What the enemy meant for bad, she said it right here. Oh, one thing. What's your favorite scripture?
You know, the entire Proverbs 31 was, but it's really Psalms 91. Ooh. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm about to give you something really secret. I'm going to show it to you. Right. So I have a prayer closet in my house.
Girl, you don't know. And I was like, God, because all of the questions, I have one of the questions says, what is your spiritual warfare? What does it look like? What girl?
And look, I don't show it to everybody because it's a holy place. I don't even put my shoes on because we're holy. Okay, so here you go. How do I turn? How do you turn it around? Okay, hold on. So this is my prayer closet.
Wow. Oh, my star. Wow.
And these are prayers that I actually pray for my clients who are incarcerated and my children. I encourage them to read their word. And I let them know that this is a prayer closet and not a playing closet. Right. I want it to be. It's been sanctified to the Lord. If they ever have a problem, an issue, look at all these Bibles over here. And they're tore up because we read them, honey.
Yes.
So when I tell you that this anointing oil over here, my tissues, if you got to cry before the Lord, if you want to praise, it's a tambourine. I just want to make it a, but my favorite scripture, like I told you, is right here on top of me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I specifically, the Lord told me where to place these scriptures so that when I'm sitting in here, I even got one for my children because they are a gift from the Lord.
Oh, I love that.
So this is my prayer closet, and I'll end it with, go ahead. Let me turn this around. Yeah, so you got VIP access.
Woo-hoo! You literally answered all of my questions. I wrote my questions out and I was like, okay, well, I know we did a good time. I'm grateful for what happened. Let me honor. And I was like, but that was the one question and I thank you. So we listen, what you said, when Jesus said yes, you said it is finished.
Say no.
Yes, we got a little singing duet going on. So, like, Monica and Brandy said, we a group now. Monica said, we're not a group. We a group now. So, I love you, and I thank God for grouping us and spreading the gospel. And till next time, sis, keep doing the good work. Keep fighting the fight of faith. And I pray blessings over you, and I bless God for you. Thank you so much. And check, check.
I received it, honey. Thank you. Same to you. Love you.
Love you.
Definitely talk. Make sure you text me and let's stay in contact. But most importantly, send me your address. I want to get those out to you, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. I look forward to spreading the trap. And thank you for those tips that we need to know. And thank you for continuing on and not just getting saved and found and God lighting you up and your life getting lit, but you're giving back to others. You didn't have to do that, but you did what? You obeyed. And that's what the pure truth is all about. It's not about what we want, about what he wanted, but you aligned yourself with his will. So thank you again, sis, for bearing the cross so we can see us in the White House.
We will be there. We will be there.
Yeah.
My word.
I believe it. I receive it. Extreme faith. Love you. And check, check. Y'all got this exclusive and we out.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more pure truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.